The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I tell you, it's good to be free of all the technical gremlins, but I wish I started this Israel Report off with better news. It has been an extremely tough day here in Israel with 3 terror attacks taking place today, as well as arson balloons succeeding to set fire to fields very close to the kibbutz of Netiv Asara, very close to the border of Gaza.
This is clearly related to the Trump peace plan, I would imagine.
Well, the PA, the Palestinian Authority, are claiming that this is related to the Trump peace plan. We saw the violence starting to rise just slightly before President Trump unveiled his plan last week at the White House with Prime Minister Netanyahu by his side. But let's recap what has happened today. Early hours of this morning, a car ramming in Jerusalem, very close to the Tachana Rishona, that is on Ramez Street. A car plowed into 12 Golani soldiers. 11 were injured, 1 seriously. And the driver got away. The car has been found very close to Bethlehem, but a manhunt underway to find the driver of that. Also later in the day, a police officer close to Lions Gate, this is by the Old City, a police officer from the Border Guards was sustained injuries when a terrorist opened fire. And thank goodness the police on hand reacted very, very quickly and neutralized the terrorist. The terrorist has been identified in the last half an hour as Shadi Banaf, 45-year-old from Haifa. And it's been noted in the press that he was a Christian. He converted to Islam. I don't know why this is being covered so much in the media, but those are the details that we have. And then just shortly, about an hour ago, a terrorist opening fire on soldiers in Dolev, in the center of the West Bank, a bullet grazing the head of a soldier. Thank goodness he is not badly hurt. He's in moderate condition. Prime Minister Netanyahu was scheduled to give a press conference today. There was a lot of hype around it on Facebook. That has been cancelled. The Prime Minister will be meeting with his security officials to discuss the wave of terror. We've also heard shockingly 2 minutes ago from Ayman Odeh, the head of the predominantly Arab joint list, and it's shocking because this is not the language we hear from Ayman Odeh, but he has condemned the shooting. He says that shooting and attacking using weapons is not what they want. The Arab citizens of the state have to choose a civil and democratic struggle to get their point across, which is, he says, to end the occupation and for peace and equality. I don't know what occupation he's talking about, if they citizens of Israel. He says we will not accept any other way. The EU condemning the rise in violence, expressing their concern, and an arson balloon setting fire or landing very close to Kibbutz Netiv Asara, which is on the border with Gaza, and setting fire to fields there. We have fire services, police services, sappers on hand there to deal with the situation. And also within the last hour or so, the IDF have said they will send additional battalions to the West Bank following this significant uptick in violence.
Okay, I just want us all just to peg Ayman Odeh and his name, because we're going to return to that a little later when we talk about where Israeli Arabs want to live. But in the meantime, really interesting story. Olmert and Abbas to hold a joint press conference against the Trump peace plan.
Yes, so I also thought that I was reading a typo, but former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, this is according to Israel's Channel 12, will hold a joint press conference sometime next week. Now, we don't know exactly when next week or where, but it is speculated that they will come out in condemnation of the Trump peace plan. I'm very curious to hear what Olmert has to say.
Almost
also making overtures towards peace during his tenure as prime minister and having the Palestinian authorities turn it down, saying no. So I'm very curious as to why these two are holding a joint presser. We don't know where it's going to be held, but what we do know is President Abbas threatening to go to the United Nations and lodge a formal complaint against the Trump peace plan there. So will it be in New York? Will it be somewhere here in the Middle East? We will have to tune in next week to see.
But I just don't understand, Rolene, and you've spoken about it the whole week. If you said put an alternative on the table.
Well, this is exactly it. And I've been doing a lot of speaking over the last week or so about the Trump peace plan on various mediums. And my message is consistent. It's consistent with the U.S. Secretary of State, with Jared Kushner, and with many other analysts who work in the space. We are all saying, you know, it's fine if you want to object. That's beseder. But, you know, put forward your demands, put forward your alternatives. The same as many people who criticize the peace plan. It's fine to criticize it, absolutely. You know, that's democracy at work. But what are your alternatives? So very curious to hear what both Olmert and Abbas will have to say next week.
Subject I'm quite interested in is the feelings of Arab Israelis in light of the Trump plan. There was talk about the Wadi Ara area of population swaps and land swaps between Israel and a future Palestine. How has that gone down with Palestinian Arab Israelis?
Well, this is very interesting, which is why I question why Ayman Odeh uses language like end of the occupation and for peace and equality, because Arab Israelis enjoy equality. They are fully enfranchised. Do they suffer from racism? Absolutely. Yes, they do. It's something we have to take responsibility for, and it's something that we have to correct. But in terms of rights, they are fully enfranchised, and they are represented, as you can see, in the Knesset by Ayman Odeh. And there have been many protests across various Arab-Israeli communities because they don't want their villages or their towns to be given under Palestinian control should there be a Palestinian state according to the parameters of the Trump peace plan, which is very interesting. They would prefer to live within Israel proper and be citizens of the state of Israel. And, you know, I think that this is democracy in action. Exactly what we see here is they feel the need to protest the plan for reasons that are different to what we would expect. But they have the freedom to do exactly that. They have the freedom to object. They have the freedom to protest peacefully. And it's very, very interesting to hear Odeh saying that we're condemning the use of violence. I think this is the first time we've heard an Arab MK come out outright in condemning the use of a weapon to harm people.
I was quite fascinated at the extent to which Arab Israelis appeared to want to stay in Israel. It just sort of surprised me. I thought if I'd given the option for state of my own in borders that were acceptable to me, I would have liked that. However, it makes me ask the question, is the two-state solution becoming the minority view? Are the Arab Israelis embracing a one-state solution option?
Well, this is an excellent question. I think that a two-state solution is probably the most logical. However, you know, the reality on the ground right now is very, very different. A one-state solution is not going to work. We are two peoples that don't seem to want to live with each other. Actually, I'm going to say we're three peoples, because we've got Arab Israelis who feel inherently Israeli, but they identify very strongly with their Arab heritage. They might not necessarily want to live in a Palestinian state. That brings in an interesting dilemma. And then you've got Palestinians who have their national aspirations. They want a state of their own. They don't want to be in a country with Jews. We hear this in the rhetoric, and we see it also in their national aspirations, which is their right to have. And then we have us, the Jews. Zionism is our movement of national liberation or national self-determination. To say that Zionism is racism, or you have no right to To have that is tantamount to saying that Jews have no right to self-determination or the right to have a state. Just putting that reminder out there. So we have a falafel. I'm going to use that's the only comparison because you can put so many things in a falafel.
Okay.
Creating a political dilemma on the ground. And that's why I think the Trump peace plan, having gone through it, in a lot of details, is probably the most realistic because it's taking into account the complexities of the region and trying to do its best. But I think the Trump administration will learn, just as others before him have, that we're dealing, this is probably the most complex real estate deal that the president will ever have to deal with.
Rolene Marks, I knew it was going to be a particularly interesting time with you today. I just knew it. As always, thank you so much. Shabbat shalom to you, and we'll catch with you on Monday.
Shabbat shalom. Try keeping me away.